Chapter 5, Order in Heaven. One purpose of this book is to tell you how I saw angels working in heaven. They are happy and joyful, never tired, never sad. They are always praising God. Redeemed saints are busy in heaven too. They always have work to do. Exactly what kind of work all the saints are engaged in, I do not know. But you can be sure that no one is idle in that fair land. Saints are busy in kinds of work that no one on earth has ever experienced. They are engaged in stimulating, exhilarating, fulfilling tasks. They are continually glorifying God and doing the things God has ordained for them to do. When I saw the angels who flew from the earth with reports, they were coming into heaven from all over the world. They had been to many church services and prayer meetings. While observing the things on the earth, they always held in their hands white pieces of paper that looked like scrolls with gold edges. Then they would return to certain areas of heaven and share their reports with other angels. The people I saw in heaven had distinctive features and were from all the nations of the earth. Another thing that made a lasting impression on me was the fact that heaven is such an orderly place. Everything was always done thoroughly, properly, and with the highest degree of excellence. No work was shoddy, no product poor, no activity mediocre. When I saw families walking on the holy hills of heaven and praising God, it was a beautiful sight. Their joy and happiness was uninhibited and without restraint. They seemed to always be going and doing marvelous deeds in the Lord's presence. Everything, whether done individually or in groups, was done in an orderly fashion. Heaven is completely free of impurity and imperfections. It is perfect in every sense of the word. Perfect joy and peace fill the hearts, souls, and bodies of all those who are there. God's children, as well as the angels and all the heavenly creatures, serve Him day and night forever. When we receive new heavenly bodies after the resurrection of the saints, we will never grow tired or become weak. We will never know fatigue. Our supernatural glorified bodies will never lose their strength. In eternity, time is suspended and circumstances do not ravage the mind, the will, or the body. To engage in the employments and enjoyments of heaven, we must have a heavenly nature. The architecture of heaven was designed and built in eternity, passed by the eternal God. In one part, I saw what looked like an entire block of the city of heaven. The buildings were very large, and across the top of each was a huge, impressive crown made of many jewels. They were all stately and spacious, far beyond anything you have ever seen on earth. I thought of how the scriptures say that when we are laboring on earth for Jesus, we are laying up the treasures in heaven. See Luke 18:22. The features of all the people I saw in heaven were glorified and beautiful. Not one person had any scars, and they all looked radiant and handsome. You are not going to be a vapor of smoke. You will have a bodily form and features. The Bible says that there are elders around the throne. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders, sitting clothed in white robe, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. See Revelation 4:4. The patriarchs in heaven are beautiful saints of God who have died and gone on before us. God has given them eternal life. I saw them as they will be when they receive their new glorified bodies after the resurrection. There was no darkness in heaven. There was only glory and might and power everywhere, especially as you neared the throne. The river of life flowed from beneath the throne. It was beautiful and looked like a sea of glass. When God speaks, it seems that 12 very large angels, each of them 12 to 15 feet high, stand in front of the throne. How they blow their trumpets! Beautiful jewels adorn the fronts of their garments. With music and all the things they say and do, they influence the atmosphere. They seem to prepare the way for the Lord to speak. I could see a thick cloud enveloping the mighty throne when the Lord spoke or proclaimed a message. Then power would billow out from the front of the throne. In the midst of the throne, God Almighty dwells in a cloud of glory. God began to speak about His Son's blood. He spoke of how His Son's blood was shed for all people in the earth. He said that the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, can cleanse us from our all sin. See 1 John 1:7. When I was in heaven, it was thrilling and exciting to hear the voice of God. Although it was a mighty roar, the voice of God was pleasant. I could understand everything He said. I remember thinking, heaven is real. These people, these angels are real. All of this is beautiful, and someday I'm going to inherit this as I continue to serve the Lord.